Well, hello everybody. Week five over here in Zabasho's. Things are going great. Sorry I haven't sent a recording in the past, like, forever. I feel kind of bad. But, oh well. I mean, I'll send one today. That's why I'm making this recording. So, let's see. Last Monday, we had our activity. We made an asado. And sorry I haven't been sending pictures, but it's because I haven't been able to buy rechargeable batteries. Because all my batteries are dead on my camera. But today I'm going to go buy some, so don't worry. Sorry. No more photos again. But things are going really well down here. Like, this week has been kind of like a weird week. So let's see, Tuesday we had our district meeting, which went well. Let me look at my agenda, see what we did. Because I just forget everything. It's like all the days just kind of blend together. And I've been doing really bad with my journal. I feel kind of bad. So let's see, Tuesday, we had our district meeting. Then we went, my comp had to go to Quilmes to do some tramites. So we went and we, like, passed by a couple investigators we had in the afternoon. We weren't able to, like, get into any houses, which was kind of stupid. But then we left up to Quilmes, which was fun. I went on an intercambio with Eller Kutak from Utah. He's from Sandy. And it was fun because he's from Sandy, but he's a convert. Crazy, huh? What do you have to say, Elder Knuth?
Yes.
But yeah, it was fun. I went to Udsen, which is like over in the district of Vizcaya España. So that was cool. I never actually worked there, but it was pretty fun. So yeah. Went past a couple people, but over there we weren't able to teach anybody either, which kind of was stupid. Then, what happened Wednesday afternoon after we were done with Trami Days?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Came back here,
went past a couple people that probably weren't home. Well, whatever. Then let's see, Thursday was fun. We did divisions with the others of La Florida, which was fun. Other Gomez and other Funes. Other Funes is from El Salvador, and other Gomez is from Spain, which was cool. And it's cool because other Gomez, I think, met Dallas when he was on his mission, which is pretty crazy. But yeah. Let's see what else happened. So I went with other Funes. We went and we found a couple investigators. We went and we were talking with some crazy evangelist. I don't know, evangelicos. And they were like just dropping the can on us about how like Joseph Smith couldn't be a prophet and how like we're not teaching the truth because we don't just teach the Bible, like we teach the Book of Mormon, that makes us a false church, and like, you know, the usual. But it was fun because like we were able to just like sit there and just kind of like take it, and then finally at the end we just like gave them our testimony, and like we felt the Spirit pretty strong. And then we ended up like giving one of the kids the Book of Mormon. He said he was going to read it, so we're going to go past this week and like see how he's doing, if he read it or not. But yeah, good thing that, I don't know, in our church, we only have something to, like, help increase your faith. Like, we don't take anything away from anybody. And that's, like, what sucks, is, like, everybody else just tries to take away what we have. But whatever. But it was a really good experience. And then, like, there was just, like, a bunch of, like, rejection this week. But it was good, because, like, every week can't be a perfect week. But we went past, like, this other guy. His name's Joaquin. And he was investigator that other Funes and other Lima found on an intercambio that we had. And we went past them, and his dad came out. And we were like, hey, like, how you doing, whatever. And then he's like, what do you guys need? And we're like, well, we're missionaries. Like, we want to come out. He's like, no, I'm Catholic. Like, I already have my church. I don't need to talk to you guys. And we're like, oh, well, like, we talked to you through son and stuff. He's like, no, I don't want to talk to you guys. I don't have time for you guys. Get out of here. I'm like, okay. But it was funny because his son was there, and, like, you could tell his son, like, wanted to talk to us. And he was, like, kind of mad at his dad for, like, kicking us out. But so we're going to try to go back when his dad's not there, and maybe we can talk to him a little bit. See if maybe we can teach him in the church or something. But, yeah, that was fun. Then, let's see, what else? Friday we went to, let's see, in the morning we had weekly planning. And my comp has, like, been dying all week because he has kidney stones, which, like, super sucks. Like, Mom, you know how that is. But it's been like a week and he's just like not doing good. Like, his back just really hurts. But like, he doesn't have like a fever or anything, but just super hurts. So I give him a blessing, so we'll see if that helps him out. But like, for what we've had to do this week, it's been a pretty good week. We went on Friday. We had an interview. And one of the district leaders, he had a baptism. And so I went and did the interview. It was pretty cool. It was a 9-year-old girl that got baptized. She was really nice. Really sweet. That was a cool experience. I liked to do an interview. It's like, I just like being able to talk to them and like see why they want to get baptized. And I don't know. It's always a cool experience. But, what else? Let's see. Saturday morning, we went to El Parque. It's an area in our zone. And we went there and did, like, a tormenta blanca, like a white storm. So we went with the whole zone to go and find a bunch of investigators for them and help them out in their zone or in their area. But that was sweet. We found like quite a few people. I was with Elder Smith, which is funny. So Elder Smith, he lived in South Jordan. He went to Elk Ridge or something, but then he moved up to like North Salt Lake after. So like, he didn't actually end up going to Bingham, but it's funny because like, he knows like Abby Walker and like, he knows Jessica too, which is crazy. But yeah, pretty crazy. Then let's see, that was fun. We were able to find some nice people over there in El Parque. Then in the afternoon, I don't really remember what happened in the afternoon, not gonna lie. Then let's see, Sunday, we went to church, it was good. We had two investigators come to church. One of them's name is Fabio, and he's just a super good guy. Like, he's had like a lot of problems in his life, but like, he really likes the church, because he like really, like it helps him out a lot. But it stinks because, like, his wife is, like, kind of evangelica. And, like, she's kind of really metido. I don't know how you say that. Metido? She's really, well, she's really passionate about her church. And so, like, she doesn't really want to come to our church. But we're going to try to get Fabio excited. And then, like, maybe she'll come, too. And it'll be sweet. So, I'm excited. And then Noelia, she also came. That's the, like, girlfriend of Walter, which is in less active. And that was cool because she just like came by herself. Like, we had talked to her a couple times, but she just like showed up in at church, and we were like, "What?" So that was really cool. We're excited because like she doesn't live in our area, but like she kind of lives in our area because like her boyfriend lives in our area, and like she kind of lives with him. So like they are our investigator, but like she still lives over there. So we're gonna try to see if they can move into our area and then get married, and then they'll get baptized. So that's super exciting. Let's see. I don't really know. Like, this week just went by really fast. Like, I feel like nothing happened, but at the same time, like, a ton of stuff happened. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it. But, let's see. We've been talking with these people named Enrique and Eileen, and they're super cool, like super nice, just super awesome. But the problem, like, so they're married, but they smoke. So we're trying to get them to stop smoking. But they work in a club, and so they're usually working like Saturday night super late, and so like Sunday morning they're super tired, so they like don't come to church. But we're working with them. They're super nice, super cool. But yeah, they just have to start coming to church. But this week we're gonna like really focus on getting the investigators that we found like progressing, because the thing is, we found like a bunch of investigators, but the problem is like we haven't been able to like follow up on a lot of them. So like this week we're going to try to set like a lot of baptismal dates and try to get as many people to church as possible. But just pray that like my comp can start feeling better, that like his kidney stones can go away so that we can like work more effectively. But yeah, just pray for that because he's in a lot of pain. But I don't know. I don't know really what else to say. Just that things are going good. We're just trying to like have more time to work in our area. I don't know. It seems like since we've gotten here, like there's just been a ton of errands we've been running and like things that we've been doing. We've been like having to clean out the pench in both caves, which is just like a total disaster. And it's taken literally forever to clean. We've been trying, like, we're doing interviews, just like a ton of different things. But just pray that we can start having time to just work in our area and get things really progressing, because I don't know, just feels like we haven't had time to get anything done. But I love it here though. Like, my comp is this tall stud. He's just like, he's such a good dude. So we're gonna be friends after the mission for sure. Bitch, I don't know what to say. But I'm excited for a P-Day because it feels like it's been a while. Like, this week was kind of a long week, but kind of a really fast week as well. So this is our last week of the transfer, which I can't even believe at all. Feels like just yesterday I got here. But yeah, we're just going to try to keep it strong this week and finish off with maybe a baptism on Sunday. But if not this next transfer, we're going to get a lot of baptisms around here. Because the thing is, like, there's a lot of families that are, like, pretty prepared. We just need to, like, work more, like, focused on them. And then once we do that, then we're going to see some miracles. I don't really know what else to say. Doing great. Love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. Sorry this is kind of like a weird recording. Like, I didn't really like go into much detail. I'll try to like make more notes of what I was doing. Elder Stewart, do you have something to say?
Hi family. Hope you're doing good, and yeah, hope you're doing good.
But let's see. I'm gonna share scripture with you guys. Let me find it real quick. Here, let me find it. So what I've been doing in my new scriptures that I bought is I've been marking every scripture and preach my gospel. And there's a scripture that I super loved. It's in Doctrine and Covenants 1:12. Super good. Do you like Doctrine and Covenants, Eller?
Yes.
Dude, this is a sweet scripture. I want to read it in English because I actually never read it in English. Where is it? 1:12. Look at this. So Doctrine and Covenants 1:12, verse 5. Listen to this. It says, "Contend thou therefore morning by morning, day after day. Let thy warning voice go forth, and when the night cometh, let not the inhabitants of the earth slumber because of thy speech." That's so sweet. I love this scripture because, like, it's saying that we need to, like, have this warning voice, or, like, share the gospel with people, like, preaching repentance. And, like, that's what I was reading in Preach My Gospel this week, is, like, about, I was reading about the, like, my purpose. I'm in the first chapter, and it was talking about, like, being a, I'm honest, what is that, like, warning voice? Mm-hmm. Like warn our neighbors or whatever. And it's cool because as members of the church, we always need to be like sharing our testimonies and like helping the people understand that, like, if they're not repenting, if they're not like changing what they're doing wrong, then like they're not gonna have the blessings that they're looking for. And like, I don't know, I really like that scripture a lot. But you guys should study this, the whole section, because it's a really good section. Well, I love you guys tons. Hope you have a great week. And yeah, talk to you more next week. Bye.
Bye.